Palm Sunday, very joyous occasion in the life of the church. Palm branches are present, and we had an opportunity to sort of march around and sort of recreate, to a certain extent, something of what happened in Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago. We're singing some of the traditional Palm Sunday hymns. I know I have a lot of memories about Palm Sunday, and having grown up a long time ago in the Bronx, and my dad being a preacher there in the Bronx. Way back then, we had the palm branches that were much larger than these. The branch itself was probably a couple feet wide, and I still remember my mom bringing those large palm branches home. And then she would weave them into a basket. And then on Saturday, we'd bring that basket to church for the Easter egg hunt and put the eggs. In those days, they were eggs. got sick on some of them, but they were eggs. And we'd put them in the basket for Easter Saturday. And we would process in the church, and it was just a lot of good memories, just kind of a very joyful time, and people in a smiling mood, and children singing. It's like all is well with the world. And so I'm sure these young people this morning, being involved in the church, and you all have your own memories of Palm Sunday and what that Sunday has meant to you and will continue to mean to each of you and to your children and the grandchildren as well. So it's always important to emphasize Palm Sunday, to do a little bit of a processional with the palms and just have a good time. Triumphant processions are familiar to us. I mean, the Ravens won the Super Bowl years ago, and there was a massive parade and motorcade in downtown Baltimore, and thousands of people came to watch and rejoice and celebrate and march. And we know we have parades for war heroes and the famous ticker tape parades down the streets of New York City and the inaugural parades down Pennsylvania Avenue. And processions are how we honor human victory and achievement. And I believe that with most parades and celebrations of this nature, it really is a culmination of hard work and the achievement of a goal. Might be the winning of a championship, the ending of a war, obtaining an academic achievement. So many cases that it signifies the ending of something, the accomplishment of something. I remember I was at an event just a couple years ago with my wife Trisha, and it was a Scottish kirking of the tartans. Yeah. And so we were marching in procession in a church, and they began playing Pomp and Circumstance. And so I began thinking about my graduation from high school and my graduation from college. It brings back memories of accomplishments and achievements, the end of high school, the end of college. And maybe that's what we think about Palm Sunday as well. I mean, Jesus preached for 3 years. He healed many people. He instructed his disciples. He had performed some miracles. He had raised Lazarus from the grave. He had healed a blind man. He interpreted the scriptures. And now, with a fairly large name recognition and great popularity, it was time to celebrate and give thanks for the work that had been done. And so I would imagine that for many people, Palm Sunday is the celebration of something which has ended. And as I said, myself growing up as I did sometimes in the church, I wasn't sure where Palm Sunday fit in. It was a wonderful time, but sometimes it appeared to be an isolated event. Jesus threw a party. He came to make people happy that day. It was a victory lap. It was a day in the life of Jesus that was it connected to anything? What real meaning or purpose did it serve? Jesus came to town, to Jerusalem, like he did throughout his lifetime, and this time he came in a special way. He came to see his friends and his family. He took a trip to get away from work. And a party broke out. I mean, all Jesus wanted to do was to get a ride into town on a donkey, and plenty of donkeys around. But he didn't really plan on a parade, I don't think, where people started shouting Hosanna and laying down cloaks and tree branches. Jesus is trying to come into town and this parade breaks out. And today we remember it. We remember it. So the overall memory of Palm Sunday is that it's a wonderful day of celebration and rejoicing and thanking this man Jesus for all that he had done. And indeed, the church really needs days like that. Just simply to gather, to rejoice, and to give thanks. Jesus had achieved his goal. He had a fairly successful 3-year ministry. He was popular and was now being hailed as a leader. So he had been successful and effective, and people were rejoicing and celebrating that event. Yet for Jesus, this Palm Sunday was not an end of something, but rather it was at the very heart of his passion, of his ministry. And I think Palm Sunday not only defines his ministry, but it also describes the foundation for life. And in the book of Philippians that was read this morning, the writer Paul says this, which describes Palm Sunday. And that's why the liturgy, the hymns are a mixture of a great time of celebration, but also a time for passion, death, and suffering. And we do that on Palm Sunday, also known as Palm or Passion Sunday. And if you've been involved in preparing worship services over the past decades, you'll notice that in the Presbyterian Church, it's gone from strictly Palm Sunday, which is what I remember, to now where it's Palm and Passion Sunday. And so we try to combine the Palm Sunday event with the procession and the waving of palms with the Passion, the cross. Hear what the writer Paul says. Jesus, in the form of God, did not count equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death. End quote. This Jesus, who is the Christ, willingly and voluntarily does not hold on to divinity, but relinquishes it. This Christ willingly gave up his power, which displays the essence of divinity. And so Christ's death and resurrection defines the essence to and for humanity. Jesus came into Jerusalem to herald the beginning of his ministry, not the end. A ministry of passion, of commitment, of sacrifice, of obedience, to willingly die to show the heart of the gospel. As followers of this Jesus, it's not just fun and games. It's not just parades and dressing up and throwing down palm branches, but rather to take up your cross. No, I don't want a cross. I don't want a cross. I want to wave palm branches. I mean, that was fun. I want to wave these palm branches and say hallelujah. I don't want a cross. There's no fun in that. But the cross comes to each of us. So God calls us not so much to march to a parade, which at times the church needs to do. We need to gather and worship to celebrate, rejoice, and give thanks. We gather together in fellowship times, at meals, at other times of worship. But we're also called to a life of faith, and faith always involves a cross. There's just no way around it. And the cross means a certain amount of sacrifice, of self-emptying, of humility, of doing a specific task Jesus was called to do what he was called to do, and through his obedience to his Father God, that's why he came into Jerusalem. People celebrated his life, but now it was time to rejoice and to journey with him in his life. So we're here on Palm Sunday. What part of the worship service will we remember? The parade and the waving of palms, or the aspect of the cross? I don't mean to mess up the joy of the palms, because unless we hear about the cross today, we're not going to hear about it during Holy Week. Most will not hear about it during Holy Week. We'll skip right over it through Easter egg hunts and the resurrection and not be involved with Maundy Thursday or Good Friday. Paul talks about it by saying, "Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." A decision of the mind. Am I or am I not going to be like Christ, who on Palm Sunday and the days ahead mounted a cross to show the essence of faith? If you read the scriptures, you'll see that the vast majority of people there in this parade, they weren't sure who this guy was. Who is this guy? Well, he's Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Anybody can say that. Anybody can say that. We can all say that. Non-Christians can say that. He's Jesus from Nazareth. Is he the Christ? Christians say that. He is the Christ. He comes in Jerusalem and goes to the cross. And the Palm Sunday event was a decision which Jesus made because of his obedience as the Christ, as the Messiah. He thought about it, planned it, organized it, and carried it through. And I think for Christians to have a passion for Christ and his teachings, that one needs to have made a conscious decision. In this particular season, I know most folks focus on Palm Sunday, Easter Egg Saturday, and Resurrection Sunday. I understand that. I understand that. In many ways, that's how I grew up to a certain extent. The reason I was there in Maundy Thursday and Good Friday was because my dad was preaching. But we want to skip over Maundy Thursday and go on to Good Friday. And I don't blame folks for wanting to do that. No one likes a cross. No one. A writer has said there's a direct link between thought and action. It is impossible to act like Christ if we have not made a conscious decision to do so. If the mind of Christ is in us, how is it manifested in our character? I'm not going to take up the cross of Christ if I don't decide to do so. I'm not going to respond well to the essence of God's love in Christ unless I make a decision to do so. Jesus did so. He was the Christ. For us, is he Jesus of Nazareth, or is he Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God? So for most folks in that parade, when it came time to go to the cross, they disappeared. Only a few remained at the cross. The ones who knew. Palm Sunday is not the end of Christ's ministry, but simply the beginning. As he comes into the church, as he comes into our lives, and we reaffirm Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. And here is the issue. We rejoice in the parade. We rejoice in the parade. But do we remain in the parade to take up a cross? Or do we drop out to celebrate again the resurrection? We really can't understand the resurrection till we experience the crucifixion. Jesus took up a cross to love others. We're asked to do the same, and sometimes that requires sacrifice. To support the church sometimes requires sacrifice. To forgive someone who has hurt you dearly requires sacrifice. It's the meaning of the cross. Because I would have a hard time forgiving others, but then when I look at the cross and see what Christ did for me, how can I not forgive others because I've been forgiven myself? That's Palm Sunday. That's Passion Sunday. We will wave palm branches today. We already have, and we'll carry them home. But will we carry a cross on Good Friday? Amen.